back to Seattle. I think it's Pat. Hi, Pat.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry,
have...
Pat. I made a mistake.
Yes.
I should have stopped for the break. Can we bring you back right after the break? I'll even skip the commercial.
No problem.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Okay, let's turn down the music and get back to speaking to Pat. And I'm sorry I had to interrupt you there, ma'am, but I tried to hit... You go ahead, please.
Okay, so I had a CT angiogram that suggested there might be narrowings in a couple of locations. And it's been recommended that I have an invasive coronary angiogram, which I'm sure you know what's involved in that. I'm kind of nervous about that. Is that a procedure that you think is safe and gives them a lot of information that they didn't get from the regular angiogram?
You know, I'm not an expert on the invasive. I know what it is, but I'm not an expert on all the hazards. But I'm a little bit concerned. I would be, as you are.
They're scary.
Yeah, I'd be wanting to see what that original report from the non-invasive thing said, and how far this has progressed according to that. Because if it hasn't progressed to what they're thinking is a dangerous point, there are some things that one can do to help one prevent further progression, and two, if you remember what I mentioned to you. I mentioned on air, I'm sorry, not to you, ma'am, I'm sorry. I mentioned about the ophthalmologist in Cincinnati who took pictures of people's retinas observing vascular clogging back there, and then they put them on relatively high dose potassium iodide and a little bit of niacin, and oh my goodness, after a few months they took more retinal photographs and some of the clog was gone. Did I say it was all cleared up? No, I didn't. But did I say it was significantly less? Yes, it was. Now, the only hazard with that is one really has to work with a physician with something like that, because it did take a lot of iodide, and the people they had use it, they reported that those people used it safely, but it is possible to suppress the thyroid gland with that much iodide, or to suppress its function, I should say. It never suppresses completely. That thyroid is really resilient, and it will come back right away from a suppression. It'll come back in a few weeks from a suppression. But even so, you got to work with the doc on that. And this is just me, ma'am, but that's the route I might be taking unless I saw that first report is, ooh, things are getting really dangerous. So it sounds like you might need a second opinion from somebody, ma'am, about how dangerous it that first one really is.
They don't know because they couldn't get that in the angiogram. They couldn't see several spots in the angiogram, so, you know, now they want to inject this dye so they can see everything. So there isn't really a big issue. They just want to make sure there isn't. And yeah. I don't know if I should, you know, if the risk is worth doing that, just for something that they're not sure about. So maybe I'll go your way. I mean, I always try that first. So I'm taking tons of niacinamide. Is that a helpful thing?
No, and actually the niacin was not the main thing in that particular treatment, ma'am. It wasn't the main thing. It was when we take that much iodide, actually it can interfere with functions that niacin supports, and so that's why they had to put the niacin in. Now, there is another thing too, ma'am. It's been reported from Japan that vitamin K particularly is good at reducing calcification in the arteries, if they're thinking of any calcifications. I've worked with a person one time who happened to be an engineer. I learn a lot from engineers, namely they're right on time and very good at follow-up. And he came in and he had a carotid artery scan that showed a little bit over 50% clog in one carotid and a little bit under 50% in the other. And we told him about the Japanese research and told him also about some other research on what are called tocotrienol form of vitamin E. And so he took a relatively high but safe dose of the vitamin K and the tocotrienols. And what I mean by engineers being good at follow-up, a year to the day, he went back and had another carotid scan. Talk about timing. And he had reduced his to less than 30% on both sides, ma'am. So iodide is not the only thing that can reduce clog. But
Okay.
you got to work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and should be reading that report to see if that's something that you might consider doing.
Yeah, I have a my doctor is in your clinic, and she, I guess I'll just run this by her and go with it through her. I do have the Bernard solution. I always take it when I travel. Thanks to
Good.
you.
Well,
Also, really,
tell
go
that
ahead,
doctor.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, tell that doctor to bring it up at our doctor's meeting because we have one once a week, and we all sit there and discuss cases and give everybody's perspective, and that's useful. So I'll shut up now.
Yeah, awesome. I knew that too. So, and real quickly, I just want to tell you, I talked to you 6 weeks ago. I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis in my hands. They wanted to do surgery and put me on all these drugs, and you told me about the niacinamide therapy, which I started doing 6 weeks ago. And I can still kind of feel it a little bit, but I'm telling you, I'm a new person with my hands now. That
Yay.
pain has gone away. Not completely. It's only been 6 weeks, and it's getting better every week. So I'm anticipating it'll be totally gone here in another month or so. But
Your
my
odds
question
are
is
excellent.
that niacinamide kind of gives me a little problem with my stomach. I take the 3,000 milligrams a day that you talked about. And I'm wondering, when this gets better, can I cut back on that? I know I shouldn't quit taking it, but
Yes, when it gets better, you should try cutting back, and obviously you'll be paying attention to how's my stomach and how are my joints, and just make sure you have enough to do your joints, but not enough to do your stomach harm
Okay,
or
like
do your
maybe
stomach
two
symptoms.
thousand a day.
And that does work for many people. I mentioned the 3,000 because that works for nearly everybody, but I do know a very small percentage, and it sounds like you might be in there, who need to cut back, and those people usually do maintain control,
Okay.
not always, but usually.
Great, great, great. Thank you so much.
You're
And
welcome,
I'm gonna
and thank you for
I hope
calling.
the next time I call you back, I can tell you that there's no plaque or no issues in my coronary arteries.
That would be
Thanks,
lovely,
Dr.
ma'am.
Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.